Dada, the creator of the Brahmin world.
Appanne. Brahman sansarko. Dekh, dekh. Harshit.
Is very happy on seeing his Brahmin world. It is such a small but lovely world. The star of fortune is shining in the forehead of each Brahmin. In spite of being number wise, in spite of being number wise, every star has recognized the Father, has recognized God. The shine of elevated fortune is based on this recognition. The saints and sages did not recognize the Father, but you innocent ones have recognized, have known the Father, have recognized the Father, you have achieved the Father. this fortune which souls receive this fortune? Which souls claim this fortune? The ordinary ones. God also comes in an ordinary form. And even the children who are in their ordinary forms recognize the Father. See, in today's gathering, see who is sitting in today's gathering. Who are sitting in today's gathering? Is there anyone who is a multi millionaire sitting here? It is for the ordinary souls that there is a saying. It is for the ordinary souls the saying that God is the Lord of the poor. He is not raised as the Lord of the multi-millionaires, but he is praised as the Lord of the poor. He is known as the intellect of all the intellects. Can't that intellect of all the intellects change the intellect of a multi-millionaire? It's not a big thing for him to do. However, there is a very good law, very beneficial law in the drama. That in God's task each drop is valuable, as each drop or many drops make an ocean, and therefore each drop is valuable. Many souls are to make their future. They are to make their fortune. It's not that just 10 or 20 souls make their fortune. Countless souls are to make their wealth be used in a worthwhile way. This is why it is said that drops make the ocean, many drops make the pond. That is, each drop is valuable, is needed, has its importance in making a pond. And the basis of how much you make your body, mind and wealth be used in a worthwhile way. To the extent you make your body, mind and wealth be used in a worthwhile way, to that extent you become the stars of success. Have all of you become the stars of success? Have you already become, or are you thinking of becoming a star of success? Don't think too much. If you think, I have to do it, I will see, I know I must do, I will do. But all that type of thinking is wasting your time. It is losing the attainment of the present and the future. Well, the people outside are the poor ones, poor things, because they do not recognize the father. But even amongst the Brahmin children, who are not supposed to be the poor ones, the poor things, that is, there's no need to have mercy on them, because they do recognize the father. But in spite of that, they are the ones who are thinking a great deal. Baba is rhyming words. Bichare means the poor ones. You know, like you feel sorry for someone, you say, oh, poor thing. And the other is Bicharvan. That means they think a lot. They are very intelligent, very sensible. But sometimes some of them amongst the children one weak thought arises. Should Baba tell you what that weak thought is? Teachers say, should Baba tell what that weak thought is? Should Baba tell those sitting at the back? And they are saying, yes, Baba, you should tell. They are raising their hand. Okay, should Baba tell what weak thought comes in the children? This also shows Baba's humility, you know, he's taking permission from the children to say something. So Baba continues. Sometimes the children think whether destruction will take place or not at all. This is the weak thought coming in the minds of the children. Whether destruction will ever take place or not. 99 year finished. 2000 year is also nearly completing. And now how much more time? So Bap Dada thinks it's something amusing. To think about destruction means to say goodbye to Baba, means to bid farewell to the father. Because if destruction takes place, it means Baba will go back to Paramdham, won't he? Then does it mean that you are tired of Sangam Yug? Don't you say that Sangam Yug is, or this life is worth diamonds, and you remember the diamond, don't you? Of course, destruction will take place, but why do you wait for it? Why are you waiting for it? Many children think that, well, I know, we know that we have to use everything in a worthwhile way, we have to help in Baba's task, but then supposing destruction takes place right now, then whatever I give will not be used in service. So, and then they think a lot, Should I give little? Should I give more? Should I give little by little?
Yes.
So, these thoughts of the children reach Baba. However, now suppose
seva mein samarpan kiya.
You have surrendered your body in Baba's service.
Your body for that ki vibration mein lagaya.
You have used your mind in sending pure vibrations to the world. And your wealth, whatever you have or however much you have, well, compared to what you are going to gain in the future, the wealth you have at present is nothing. However, even if you surrender that wealth for Baba's work and tomorrow destruction takes place, then is your wealth going to be used in a worthwhile way, or is it going to go waste because it was not used in service as destruction would take place? That means the wealth was not used in service. Then will you say that your wealth was used in a worthwhile way? But you have to ask yourself, to whom did you give for making it be used in a worthwhile way? You gave it to Baba, didn't you? To Bab Dada, for making it be used in a worthwhile way. Now, even if destruction takes place, so what? Baba is imperishable. Baba does not perish. So when you give it in Baba's name, you accumulate, you save it in imperishable father's imperishable account, even if it is 1 hour before destruction, and then destruction takes place and the wealth may not be used because destruction takes place. But then as you give it in Baba's name, which Baba who is imperishable, then the account also becomes imperishable, and then it is Baba who is bound to give you multi-million fold of what you gave. Because Baba will not perish, the old world will perish. The old world will be destroyed, but Baba will not perish. He won't be destroyed. Therefore, whatever you give with your heart, it shouldn't be that you give it reluctantly, but it should be done from the heart. It should not be done reluctantly or because someone else does it and therefore you do it, then you won't get the return accordingly. Of course you do get a return because you give it to the bestower. However, you do not get the return to its fullest extent. This is why do not think okay, now that doesn't seem that destruction will take place, but now 2001 is coming on the country. There are more programs being made, more plants being made, more houses being built, more centers being constructed, big plans are being made for future service. So it doesn't seem that there's going to be destruction in 2001. We can't even think of it now. So, and Baba says, yes, it will not be visible. You will never come to know that destruction will happen now. Actually, you should not make that your support and become careless. Because everything will happen all of a sudden. You are sitting here now, and after an hour, destruction can take place. Though it's not going to happen, but it can. And everyone laughs because Baba says it can happen after 1 hour. Then Baba says, won't happen. Don't be frightened that who knows what will happen after 1 hour. So Baba is giving you an example, just an example. Supposing it takes place after 1 hour. It will happen all of a sudden. It won't tell you beforehand that destruction is coming and I'm coming. So you have to be so ever ready. And yes, you have to be so ever ready. Don't think that, yes, you will do something before Shivratri. Don't think like that. That is, do not wait for time. Actually, time is your creation. You are master creators. A creator is never enslaved by his creation. Time is your creation. And it is meant to obey your orders. Therefore, you should not wait for time. Actually, time is now waiting for you. Many children think that Baba has said that we have to become perfect in 6 months, so that means there will be 6 months at least before destruction. Destruction won't happen before 6 months. However, Bab Dada says, do not take the support of these limited things. Be free of supports. Experience Jivan Mukti in a second. You challenge everyone, don't you, that you can claim inheritance in 1 second. You can claim Jivan Mukti in 1 second. So as you challenge others, then can't you? Can't you make yourself Jivan Mukt, liberated in life in a second? Free of all supports in a second? Therefore, do not wait for anything, for time. Instead, prepare yourself to become perfect. These are rhyming words again. Intizar means to wait. So do not wait for time. Instead, prepare yourself. And the Hindi word is intizam. It's actually Urdu word. Intizam means to prepare the self. And intizar means to wait. So do not do intizar, but do intizam. Prepare yourself for anything. For even the worst to come. Bab Dada sometimes watches the games of the children and he smiles on seeing them. What amusing games do you play that makes Baba smile at you? Should Baba tell you? Should Baba tell you? Today Baba is sharing some news. Today Bab Dada is not speaking the Murli, but sharing news with you. Even up to now, many children like to play with toys. Even up to now, many children like to play with toys. to play with toys in the form of trivial matters. To imbibe those trivial situations or to be influenced by those trivial situations. This is wasting time. So many children waste time in this way by playing with toys of trivial matters, trivial situations, and they get influenced by them. All these things are like sight scenes. To be affected by trivial matters and situations. These things are actually sight scenes. Different types of sanskars or different situations or different types of behaviors of others. All these are trivial matters, and they are like sight scenes on the path before you reach your goal, your destination. And therefore to wait there, that is to think about them or to be affected by them, is wasting one's time. To listen to those things with interest, to tell others with interest of these things, to create a wrong atmosphere of them, is stopping on the path. And the result is that you remain very far away from your destination. Then you have to labor a great deal. The great desire is there to become like the Father. This is a good thought, a pure desire, no doubt, that I have to become like the Father. However, in spite of working very hard, there is an obstacle which makes you stop there. You have two ears. You have two eyes. You have a mouth which means that you're able to see that thing, you're able to hear what's being spoken, you're able to speak what's happening. However, always remember Baba's very old slogan. I have not to see in spite, even though I can see. I see and still, and yet I don't see. I hear and yet I don't hear. Even if you are able to hear, you have to merge all that within you. You should not spread it in the atmosphere. It is very, very essential to remember this old saying, old slogan. See and don't see, hear and don't hear. So it's very important to remember this old slogan. Why? Because day by day, because day by day, as you are settling your old karmic accounts through the body, similarly, the old sanskaras, old diseases, all will emerge, will come out and will finish for good. And therefore you should not be afraid. You should not say, who knows what. What's happening, because situations are becoming more and more difficult, things are becoming more and more stressful. You may say, but these things were not there before. Why are they coming now? Baba says they will come. What was not there before will emerge now. They will emerge more and more. But you have to inculcate the power to merge, the power to tolerate, the power to back up, the power to decide. It's actually a test for all these powers which you have in you. Will the same tests come which you had 10 years ago? for example,
will
the question paper which you had in when you were in BA or Bachelor of Arts when you were studying, did you get the same paper when you did your MA? That is, when you're in a higher class, does the same paper come for you to appear in? No, is it not? Therefore, you should not be afraid. You should not say, why is this happening? What is happening? Why is that happening? No, just look at everything as a game. Appear in that test with confidence. You have to pass in the test and thereby pass with honors. Appear in the test with confidence and pass with honors. Bab Dada has told you earlier also that the easiest method for passing is to be close to Baba. Now Baba is talking about the word pass. You know, this word pass has many meanings in Hindi. One pass means to be close. So be close to Baba and pass the scenes and pass in the test. Like you pass the scenes as you move along, the scenes pass by. So let the scenes pass by and you stay close to Baba. The Hindi word for close is pass. And therefore you have to stay close to Baba, you have to pass by all the sightseeing and pass in the test. And then Baba is asking all Madhuban Nivasis, raise your hand. Many and many are there, the Madhuban Nivasis, and they are all sitting in the front. And Baba is saying, yes, you are very clever that you are all sitting in the front. Baba is very happy, it's good. You are very close. You claim your rights, don't you, of sitting in the front. It's not that Baba is not happy about it. It's good that you are in the front. Because when you live in Madhuban, at least little partiality has to be done with you, that you all need to sit in the front. But remember this word pass. Pass in Hindi means near, close, both. For both the word is the same. Pass. And pass means to pass by. And the third pass is to pass in the test. So Baba says, new things come, happen, don't they? You know, robbers also come, thieves, you know, this past few weeks, we have been hearing incidents of stealing by some thieves of outside, and therefore that he has increased the security in Madhuban. So Baba is saying that new things are happening. So what to tell in general? Baba keeps things incognito, but those of Madhuban know of it. Think everything to be an entertainment. Don't be confused. Either it is to get confused or it is to experience it as an entertainment and enjoy it and let it pass away. So what is better, to be confused? Again, rhyming words, moonjana means to be confused, and moj karna means to enjoy, to think it's a pleasure. So what is good, what is better, to be confused or to think it to be a pleasure and just go away and let it pass by? So you have to pass by it and move ahead, is it not? Or be sitting there in a confused state? No, you should think, oh, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. Actually, to enlarge it or to condense it, to think it's nothing, it's all in your mind. It's up to you whether you want to exaggerate and make it feel very big, or you just not care and think it's nothing, it's just a trivial matter. They say in the world also that if someone exaggerates a great deal, they say in the world that this is like thinking a string to be a snake, you know. You see a tiny rope on the street and someone may think it's a snake. So in Sindhi language, Dadi Janki is saying that Nori means a rope and Nag means snake. So again, rhyming was thinking that Nori to be Nag, to think a rope to be a snake. Nori is a Sindhi word for rope. So don't play such games. Finish these games. Dada already told you the news. Now Baba is going to tell you something about an easy effort you can make. All of you can make that easy effort. You have this thought, don't you, that we have to become like the Father? This is the thought of all of you, is it not? Is it everyone's thought? Raise your hand. Baba says, clap with one hand, and people don't understand this word clap. So the clap means always two hands, so they clap. But Baba says, clap with one hand. That means raise your hand high. What about those in the front? You're not raising your hand. So everyone is raising their hand now. And the television has moved 180 degrees. And then Baba said, okay, now lower your hand. You all have one thought. We have to become like the Father. This thought is very determining. What about double foreigners? Double foreigners, raise your hand. You all have to become like Bab Dada, like Baba. You have this determined thought, yes? What about the teachers? So many teachers are here. It's a great wonder. So many teachers here. Bab Dada heard some good news of the teachers. What is that good news? What good news did Baba hear of the teachers? Say?
Teachers.
Dadi is saying something and Baba says, today the teachers have got a golden medal. And Dadi is laughing. There's something Daddy has. All the teachers, which teachers got the golden medal? stand up, all those who got the golden badge, maybe a golden medal, a badge. Those some got it last year, some got it this year. Those who got it last year, they also stand up. Those who have got the golden badge. The Pandavas didn't get? Now brothers are also standing up. Now Baba's Brahma, the brothers, they are like Brahma Baba, the Pandavas, Brahma Baba. So they stand up now. Nivya Bhai stands up, Karuna Bhai stands up, and Ramesh Bhai stands up, Amichan Bhai, Om Prakash Bhai, Mrityunjay Bhai, they're all standing up. They got the royal golden badge. The Pandavas have the royal golden badge. Many have received. Very good. So those who have received the golden medal, Bap Dada, congratulates them multi-million times. Now Baba is going to give some homework for those who have got the golden badge. It's not just congratulations. Now Muni Ben is saying all those who are living for more than 10 years in the centers, the teachers, all have received the golden badge. Yes, so those who are living in the centers for more than 10 years, all the teachers, they got the golden badge. And then Baba is speaking to everyone, even those brothers and sisters who are in the centers listening on the internet, Baba's Murli. So, and those who have received the golden badge, wherever they are listening to Bap Dada's Murli through the internet, they should also think that whether they are the Pandavas or the Shaktis, they have been instrumental for Baba's great task. On the basis of that speciality, even if they are living in their families, but if they have done some special task, Baba gives them the golden medal. Whatever speciality you may have, on the basis of that speciality, whether you are surrendered, BK, or even living in your family, but you have done something special in Baba's task, some special service, the dadis,
golden medal,
have given to them the golden medal. So even those who are sitting far away, who are not present here physically in this hall today, but they are listening to the internet, to them too, Bap Dada remembers and says, to you also, lots and lots of congratulations, and now you have to raise their hand for those who have already received the medal but are not present here physically, they are also watching you from a distance. So Baba is remembering everyone today who is listening to Bhaktadas Murali through internet too. They are also smiling. Baba is able to see them with his third eye. And Baba saying they are also expressing that great joy that Baba is remembering them. So Bhaktada was speaking about how to make the effort easy. As you have been told that anything can happen all of a sudden, it won't tell you beforehand. If Bhaktada will not announce even 1 hour before that this will happen, he will not announce. Baba is saying it 3 times. Because how will everyone become number wise if Bhaktada, if the things don't happen all of a sudden, then how will you be called number wise, and how will it be called a test paper? The final certificate of pass with honor will be based on things happening all of a sudden. Suddenly, then only it will be said that it was a test paper. This is why Bhaktada has received one thought of the dadis. Do the dadis have that thought? One thought which Bhaktada has felt, and the dadis are nodding their heads. So Baba is saying the dadis wish. The dadis wish that Baba should use the key of visions, and children should start getting visions. So this is what the dadis think, that now Baba should start this part of visions. This is what all of you also want. Should Baba open the key, open the lock, and of visions? Now should Bhaktada use the key for showing you visions, or will you do it yourselves? And everyone says, Baba, you should use the key. And Baba said, okay, Bhaktada will use the key of showing visions. But when Baba says that, everyone starts clapping. So Baba says, listen completely, listen fully before you clap. It won't take long for Baba to use the key of visions. But through whom will he get that task done? Through whom will Bhaktada get that task done? Who is to be revealed? Yes, Baba is to be revealed, but how? Through the children. So Baba is to be revealed through the children. Jyoti Pituka Now, even if people get visions of point of light, the poor things, aren't they? They're not going to understand anyway. Even if they get a vision of point of light, actually at the end it's the Pandavas and Shaktis. The children who will be seen in visions, and these children, the Pandavas and Shaktis, are going to reveal the father. So even if Baba starts and gives the key or uses the key and people get visions of Shiv Baba, people won't understand Shiv Baba. So it's the Pandavas and Shaktis whose visions people will get first, and through the Pandavas and Shaktis Shiv Baba will be revealed. Therefore Baba says, as all of you have the same thought, it's one thought that we must become like the Father, we have to become like the Father. In this you have no two thoughts, it's only one thought, is it not? You all raised your hand and you are raising your hand again. Yes, it's good, but you already raised your hand in this that you want to become like the Father. So you have to follow Brahma Baba for that. You will automatically become bodiless, point of light. Well, that will happen at the end anyway. But all at this time, all of you say, don't you, that you have great love for Brahma Baba. Each one says, of course, everyone has love for Brahma Baba, but the double foreigners in particular have great love for Brahma Baba. Though they haven't seen Brahma Baba with these physical eyes, they haven't seen Brahma Baba. But with their eye of experience, double foreigners, majority of them, have great love for Brahma Baba. And they say that, yes, we have seen Brahma Baba and we have so much love for Brahma Baba. The gopis and gopis of Bharat are also no less. However, Bap Dada listens to the stories of the double foreigners, of their experiences. Bharatvasis keep their stories hidden, they don't tell everyone, but double foreigners, they tell their stories. They write to Baba too, and their love for Brahma Baba, they tell in their stories, and Baba listens to them. And they tell Baba and they tell everyone. So congratulations to double foreigners. You should clap, double foreigners. Yes, London. London, America, Africa, Australia, Asia, Russia. Yes, Germany. Very good. Dad is remembering all the countries now. Europe, especially Germany, Daddy Janki says. Malaysia also, very good sir. All comes in Asia. So many countries. That means double foreigners of all four corners. They are listening at this time through the internet. Even though they are so far away physically, Bap Dada congratulates them. Especially Brahma Baba is congratulating them. in particular today because you love Brahma Baba very much. The Bharatvasis keep this love little bit incognito. They don't express it. They don't show it. But double foreigners express it very well. In Bharat also there are so many souls, very incognito they are. But if you listen to their experience, if even the Prime Minister and President listens to them, they will have tears in their eyes. Even the Prime Minister and President will have tears in their eyes. They have such experiences. But they keep it incognito. They don't tell everyone. And also they don't get that many chances to tell their experiences. So Bhak Dada says, of course all of you have great love for Brahma Baba. This is why, what do you call yourselves? You call yourselves Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You don't call yourself Shiv Kumars and Shiv Kumaris, but you call yourselves Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. That means you have great love for Brahma Baba, is it not? Now, well, it may be that you are not able to become bodiless so easily. You have to work very hard to experience bodiless stage. But in what form is Brahma Baba at this time? In which form is he at this time? See? In which form is Brahma Baba at this time? In which form is Brahma Baba at this time? See? Angelic form. Is it right? Is he in his angelic form? He is in angelic form? Okay. If you have love for Brahma Baba, it means that you have love for the angelic form. Well, it may be difficult for you to become a point of light, but it's easier to become an angel, to attain the angelic form. That is a little easier than becoming a point of light, is it not? So sitting in the front, say, it's easier to be in angelic form. Maybe it's difficult to become a point of light or bodiless stage. Baba is asking Ramesh Bhai, Baba is telling Golak Bhai, and in charge of accounts and Madhuban, can you attain your angelic stage even whilst writing accounts? And Golak Bhai smiles. So, when you are in meditation and you want to attain point of light stage, you become bodiless, but then if you want to come into action, you have to come into the body again. But angelic stage is different. You can perform actions in that angelic stage without having to come down in the corporeal form. In science, many have, you know about robot. Though you may not have seen it, but you have heard about it. Have all of you heard about robots? Do mothers know about robots? Mothers may not have seen. You will be shown a picture of how robots work. So on the basis of electricity or our battery.
Robot
their robots have been made. And those robots do all the work. Don't they do all the work? And they do it at a fast speed too. On the basis of battery. The battery is inside the robot. So science has shown this practical proof that how electricity works in this way, and like a human machine does the work of a human being. Now, if that is possible, then can't the power of silence do that job? That is, through the power of silence, you do the actions. Isn't that possible? If the power of science can do their job, then can the power of silence do their job? Engineers are sitting here. Where are the engineers? Because over 100 brothers and sisters have come from the engineering wing and they had their meeting for the past 2 days. Stand up. All, and they're all standing up. There they are. They did their meeting for 2 days in Gyan Sarovar. So you now should prepare a spiritual robot. Baba will call that spiritual karma yogis, doing actions in your angelic stage. First you become ready, all the engineers, you are of science. So first you experience it and then you make others experience it. Can you do it? Will you do it? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you can do it. And they all raise their hands. That is, just as the power of science can prepare robots who do all the work of human beings, similarly, with the power of silence, you prepare or you create your angelic stage, and through that stage you do all the actions. Therefore, Bhaktada wants spiritual, moving, walking, karma yogi angels in their angelic stage. The moment you wake up at Amrit Vela, and when you celebrate a meeting with Bab Dada, you have a chit chat with Bab Dada, you take blessing from Bab Dada, do whatever you want to do. But every day at Amrit Vela, also take the blessing of may you be a karma yogi angel. Take this blessing from Baba early in the morning at Amrit Vela, and then carry on your actions throughout the day. Yes, Baba knows those sitting in the front, they have to use their head a great deal, you know. Is it possible? Baba is asking. I think Baba is asking. Baba is asking Ramesh Bhai, the photographer. Golak Bhai, the accounts department head. Baba is telling the Madhubanivasis, raise your hand. All the Madhubanivasis, those who think that it is possible to be walking angels moving around as karma yogis, performing actions in their angelic stage. If it's possible, then raise your hand. And Baba Salinga, the brother who is televising everything to televise them. What about the sisters? The sisters of Madhuban? Yes, lower your hand. Yes, so as you have raised your hand, now the vibrations of Madhuvan will spread in all four directions. It is something very good. You can be karma yogis in angelic stage, experiencing a double light stage as well. When you speak as an angel. When you do any actions, do it in an angelic form. Your voice should be so soft that you should be speaking to, if you are speaking to someone, only he should be able to hear and none other. Why is sometimes not a good atmosphere created? It's because Baba has seen that if something small happens, then an atmosphere is created. It's because if someone speaks to another one, they should speak. They should. Actually, those who are not connected with that, even they come to know everything. So it's not necessary, actually. It should be with the person only who is concerned about it. And if others hear, then they also start having waste thoughts. This is why an angel means that if you are speaking to someone for some work, only that one should be able to hear and no one else. And speak only that what is necessary. Don't make it into a story and tell it at length. There is no need to elaborate, no need to create a story of it. Don't make a long tale of it. You know, when there are long tales, just like they tell long tales in the scriptures, they keep on lengthening it, they keep on making new stories in that story, and this way the story becomes a very long one. Therefore, if you have love for Brahma Baba, then you have to give the return of that by becoming like Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba was a karma yogi angel, and that's what you have to become. So Baba's blessing, may you become a karma yogi angel like Brahma Baba. After giving the blessing, Baba is giving a long drishti again, filling power in the children through his drishti in this hall about 10,000, 10 to 12,000 Brahmins are sitting here this time. There are more brothers Last time it was all mothers, very few brothers, but this time there are more brothers than mothers. And of course many teachers, about 100 double foreigners. Baba continues to give drishti. Now Baba is looking to his left on the brother's side. Baba is looking in this central portion now. The hall is nearly full with a few pockets of empty space in between. And now Baba looks to his right. The sisters' section. The double foreigners are sitting on this side, Baba's right hand, and Baba is giving drishti to the double foreigners. Not many double foreigners for this meeting. We expect many more for 31st of December, when there will be retreat for children, retreat for the youth. Dadi Janki is here. She returned only 2 days ago from Africa, and Baba continues. Bab Dada says, you have to now prepare yourselves for this stage to become karma yogi angels. Prepare this stage. Prepare yourselves for this stage, and then Bab Dada will show visions through the children to everyone. And everyone claps, but Bab Dada has put a condition. So Baba is the one who will get it done, and you have to prepare yourselves for that. So remember 2 words, Sakshat and Sakshat. Kar. Sakshat means practical form, and Sakshatkar means vision. So you create your practical form and the visions will happen through you. You like this idea? Even if you are doing any type of service, at that time you should think, I am an angel, I have come from the subtle regions. I have come to give a message, so give the message and then go back up above to the subtle regions after giving the message. That is, reach your elevated stage of consciousness. You have to, according to the need of the time, just like if someone is thirsty, similarly, presently, everyone is thirsty for peace, for happiness. They want vibrations of peace and happiness. They are thirsty for that. You can spread vibrations only through your pure form. From pure angelic form. Angel means the one who is always in an elevated stage. An angel means the one who has no relationship with the old world and old sanskars. So again, rhyming words. World in Hindi is sansar, and the other word is sanskar. So no relationship with the old world and old sanskars. The transformation of the world is actually not happening because the old sanskars haven't been transformed. So when your old sanskars are transformed, then the old world will also be transformed. Therefore, in the new year, keep the aim of transforming your sanskars. You have to transform your own sanskars and help others to transform their sanskars as well. If someone is weak, you have to help him. There is no use, no need to tell everyone else nor is nor should you create an atmosphere of it. You have to help that person to change his sanskars. Therefore, for the new year, the topic is sanskars transformation.
Vrishta sanskar.
The sanskars of an angel.
Brahma bhav saman sanskar.
Sanskars like that of Brahma Baba. Now, is it easy efforts or is it difficult? Is it little bit difficult? Is it little bit difficult? It's not difficult, isn't it? Actually, nothing is difficult at all.
Apni kamzori mushkil banati.
It's someone's weakness which makes things difficult for him, So it's weakness which causes things difficult for him. This is why Bap Dada says,
"Hey Master Sarvashakti,
O Master Almighty Authority, children,
Abhi, Shaktiyon ka Vayumandal Velo."
Now you have to spread the vibrations of powers, create that atmosphere of powers. It is very essential to create a powerful atmosphere, and now that powerful atmosphere is in great need of you.
Yes.
Just as these days in the world,
pollution ki problem hai.
There is problem of position.
Ek ghadi.
sorry, not position, it's pollution. Just as at this time, presently, there is a problem of pollution in the world. Similarly, there is need of peace and happiness in the mind, because there's a lot of pollution of the mind. The pollution of the mind is a greater problem than the pollution of the atmosphere, the pollution of air. Okay. To all, the children, the souls who have faith in their intellect and thereby gain victory through that faith, that we will become like Bap Dada. To the ones who have this aim of becoming like the Father, to the Master, Almighty Authority, souls who have a determined thought to transform the old world by transforming their sanskars. to such courageous souls who help their companions who are weak in changing their sanskars. Who do not give any reasons, but they become part of the solution to such karma yogi angel souls like Brahma Baba, Bap Dadas, Yad Pyar, love and remembrance, and Namaste salutations. Munni Ben is reminding Baba that this time it is Punjab zone which has taken the duty of serving in this group. Daddy is saying that those of Punjab have great love for Brahma Baba. And Baba is saying, yes, Baba knows. It is good. They have taken a lot of sustenance from Brahma Baba. Nowadays, you are making the program of giving prizes, you know, because many centers in India, they have taken a lot of signatures for the Culture of Peace Manifesto 2000. So Dadi is going to give them prize on 18th of January. So Baba is saying that just as you... Prizes will be given to those who have taken maximum number of signatures. Some zones have taken, some centers have taken. Similarly, now you have to take the prize, take number one prize of becoming Karma Yogi Angels, and Punjab should take that number one prize of becoming Karma Yogi Angels. And Dadiji is telling Achal Ben, the judge of Punjab zone. Is it possible? Can it be possible? All those of Punjab zone, raise your hand. All those of Punjab zone, raise your hand. About 1,000 Sevadharis of Punjab. Will you take the first prize? Will you claim it? First prize for becoming Karma Yogi Angels. All those of Punjab who think, all those of Punjab who are determined to claim the first prize, take, raise your hand. And Baba Singh, why isn't Achal then raising her hand? When she raises her hand, all the teachers of Punjab. Stand up, all the Daddy is telling the teachers, all the teachers of Punjab, stand up. Yes, stand up. You have been sitting for a long time now, do some drill, stand up. All I think there must be about 300-400, at least 300 teachers. And all the, and the main Pandavas of Punjab, so there's Brother Amit Chand, the main Pandavas of Punjab. You want to, you have to claim the first prize in becoming Karma Yogi angels. Baba will see who will claim the first, second and third prize in becoming Karma Yogi angels. How, in how much time will you claim this prize? In how much time? Yes, see, how long will you take to claim this prize? Daddy is saying that, Baba, you give the time, you have already given... You have already given the time up to me. And so how much time do you need, Baba? Daddy is saying, telling the sisters of Punjab, give to Sister Achal of Punjab zone, how much time do you need to become Karma Yogi angel? How much time will you need? And Achal Ben says that in 6 months, that Baba is asking, 6 months? What about the teachers? You need 6 months to become Karma Yogi angels. Say, the teachers of Punjab. Say, teachers of Punjab, Punjab. Those teachers who say they need 6 months to become angels, raise their hand. Not many are raising their hand. And what about the others? How much time do they need? Do they need 12 months? Do they need 12 months? They're not raising their hand. Does it mean that they need 12 months to become Karma Yogi angels, or even less time than 6 months? Anyway, Bap Dada. Baba will take your exam in March, whether you get full marks or less than that, on the basis of that, you will get your prizes. In March, in the last turn, so last turn is end of February, they are telling Baba, not in March. Daddy is telling Baba, Baba, the last turn is Shivratri in February now, no more March. So February end is 21st of March, I think 20th of March, Baba comes. But this doesn't mean that only Punjab should be ready. All should be ready, all the zones should be ready, all the centers have to be ready. Is it possible someone can go even ahead of first prize, he can become A1. Therefore, all the zones will have to appear in a test, in an examination. Is it okay? Is it okay? Madhuban is also a zone. Don't think that Madhuban Nivasis are not in the zone, and Dadi is saying, yes, it's the first zone.